Will all the stimulus money mean sprawl or rebuilding city centers? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. In that huge pot of federal stimulus money, there's about $28 billion for roads and bridges, about $8 billion for mass transit, which kind of makes you wonder, are we spending more for highways in the suburbs, leading to more urban sprawl? Rebecca Williams has been looking at where the money might go, so could the stimulus mean more sprawl?
You know, there's a lot of factors that play into this. Jason Jordan's with the American Planning Association, and when I talked to him, he said money for roads and bridge projects could pretty easily end up encouraging people to move out farther from the city. But, Jordan says, on the other hand, cities will be getting money for things like mass transit, high-speed rail, and fixing up old buildings. So he thinks that money will at least start the process of rebuilding city centers.
Because, as the president has noted, there's a direct linkage between these sorts of investments and our future economic competitiveness. So the stimulus bill moves us in the right direction, but more investment is certainly going to be required.
Jordan says, for the most part, states will have to decide for themselves whether that stimulus money will mean more urban sprawl or rebuilding city centers.
Okay. Thanks, Reb.
Thank you.
This is the Environment Report. Farming in the city, urban farming, is supposed to be a solution to getting fresh, locally produced food to city folks. The movement's taking off because a lot of cities have empty, vacant lots to plant on. But there's a problem in some cities. The local government or developers won't let growers stay on those lots forever. Sean Ali met one urban farmer who's not really worried about losing the farm.
Ken Dunn's city farm is pretty much a tidy acre of soil on top of a vacant lot. It looks less like a farm than a construction site. Dunn makes no apology for this makeshift feel.
This is the mobile farmstead. Our fence that surrounds this property has been in three locations before it arrived here, as has our tool shed. So everything here can be picked up and moved within a week, or if necessary, within a couple days.
In fact, Dunn is planning on moving. He's on land owned by the city of Chicago, and he's got to move soon, maybe next year. He's already lined up another lot. Now, Dunn thinks more urban farms should be mobile like his, and here's his argument. City governments or developers might let you squat on vacant land for a while, but you can't count on them selling it to you at an affordable price.
To me, that's not agriculture.
This is Erica Allen. She's with the Chicago branch of a group called Growing Power. Allen feels urban farms are so useful for fresh food and local jobs that cities should help them own farmland.
I think once we were able to prove that you can grow food in the city, it can be productive, it can be beautiful, that then it's an issue of policy. You know, what's the priority? Why aren't we relegating some of the space just for urban agriculture?
Ken Dunn says his mobile farming approach is just a little more realistic. He looks at it this way. Rural farmers have to adjust to the landscape, soil conditions, and weather. Urban farmers have to adjust to real estate markets. And these real estate markets just happen to value commercial and residential property more than farms.
We have to operate it sustainably, and that is working within the forces that are operating. So sustainability means keeping operative year to year with no setbacks. And a plan move is no setback at all.
With that, Dunn has to leave. It's planting season, and he wants to make it special. After all, it could be his last one on this vacant lot.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can get more information and subscribe to our podcast at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.